Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Párate y destécate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green. As a life and business resiliency expert, I thought we would share some stories of resilience this season. It's also the one-year anniversary of Chameleon Mindset, my best-selling book, and we are giving away a bunch of great prizes and deep discounts on my coaching programs to celebrate. Be sure to check the show notes of each episode to learn more and follow me on social media. I hope you're enjoying Season 7, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we're going to cover with each guest. Hello, and welcome back to Season 7 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Párate y destécate. Today, our guest is Leslie Hermes. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Leslie worked as a naval officer dietitian from 2009 to 2019 and was active duty for 3 years and reserves for 7. During this time, she also finished her master's degree from the University of North Florida, where she worked at the Naval Hospital as a civilian RD, receiving many personal training certificates and groups fitness certifications. And then in 2016, she met her husband and got married in a hurricane. We're probably going to have to talk on that one. And now she has 2 beautiful kids. In 2019, she quit her job at the Naval Hospital and began dreaming up fit and fabulous family nutrition. She started the business in January of 2020, like many of us, that wonderful year to do our big pivots. And she's working to run the company, the family, and have that military wife life. I love it, Leslie. So many cool things. So how are you doing? And tell us where in the world you are.
Yeah, I am fabulous. As you read my bio, I'm like, oh, man, there's so many things I've got to update in there now that 2024 has occurred and life has changed. Where am I in the world? I am in Rota, Spain, which is southwest Spain, very close to Sevilla, if anybody is knowing the location of Spain.
Beautiful. And what, tell people a little bit more about like how you help people now and what you do with your business, because I think it's fascinating and really important stuff for all of us to know.
Yeah, of course. So I really love how, you know, you talk about life and business resiliency, right? And I thought I would kind of start from there. So I started my business as Fit and Fabulous Family Nutrition. And now I call my business Fabulous Whole Health because it really is the whole picture. And I love the word fabulous because when people ask me how I am, I'm always fabulous. It's just on a scale of 1 to 10. You don't need to know. I'm always fabulous, right? So anyways, that's just a little play there. But resiliency, I feel like has been ingrained in me pretty much my whole life. I mean, I'm one of 3 girls and I was so much younger than the other two. And I was treated so much differently because, you know, you're the 3rd baby. So I think I had resiliency growing up and that's probably where I got here. But my business was really built on the resiliency of myself. When I was in high school, I was told within the first week of high school by my softball coach that I was too fat to play softball. And I was told I was too fat from somebody that sat next to me in most of my classes to hang out with on the weekend. And I was a normal, healthy body weight. Like if you were to look up my height, my weight, everything, I was normal and healthy. I just wasn't skinny. So at that moment, at 15 years old, I vowed to become superwoman and to change my body from the H-type athletic build it was to somehow magically transport into this petite little body so I could fit in. And to this day, I could rattle off to you calories, point, Weight Watchers points, keto, what's that other one? Atkins. I did some weird shake thing. I could pretty much tell you anything about any diet out there, except for some of the more obscure, weird ones nowadays. And I can tell you that when I did all those things, I wound up 20 pounds heavier when I left high school. So of course I vowed to be a dietitian. And we joke in the world of nutritionists, what makes you a dietitian? The eating disorder or because you have disordered eating? So one or the other really gives you the interest in nutrition. And I decided when I got to college, I was going to make myself skinny. And I did through a slight eating disorder and then through some other means. And then over time, I've really learned that every way I was taught, and I can rattle off to you how food digests from your mouth to your butt. I can talk to you about a thing. I mean, love the sciencey part. I can talk your ear off on it. And I believe that I needed that base. But I can also explain that if the traditional ways of doing things were meant for us to succeed, we would all be skinny in this world. And they're just not meant for that. And so I believe maybe my whole business has resolved into resiliency of getting me to where I am today and teaching from the point of really helping people understand that just like we are unique and our brains are unique, our guts are our second brains. So nobody should be ever following the same thing. If you can follow it and your friend Joe can follow it, we're in trouble.
I do love that. And growing up, I played sports. My whole family were very athletic. My mom was a collegiate gymnast, and she had many of those bad habits as well as what the coaches were constantly telling her about her weight. And then that created bad eating habits of, well, today I'm going to have nothing but like an iceberg lettuce salad, and then tomorrow I'm going to binge on brownies, right? And so this has been kind of a bad thing of where, you know, growing up, we also got some of those bad habits. And then when my brother and I started playing sports, we got into nutrition and trying to learn as well, because we realized we weren't fueling our bodies. We weren't able to have the energy that other people have. And we're very much mesomorphs. We build a lot of muscle really fast, which is great. But then again, you do look heavier just because of your stature. And I think there's so many misconceptions. And I love the work that you're doing to better educate people that you need a unique diet and nutrition plan compared to who you are, what you're doing, and how you're trying to fuel your body. So really exciting stuff. I can't wait to learn some more.
Thanks. Yeah, no, 100% what you said, for sure.
And I know you use some kind of non-traditional techniques as well. And I think I'd love to hear a little bit more about that and get a little bit more educated.
Yeah, so I know the traditional ways. And I love when people start to get interested and they're following a diet and they really are. Like, I am so obsessed with counting calories. I am so obsessed with this. And I know I don't want to be. I have ways of getting you from being that obsessed to here. I did it, obviously, myself. I tracked all of my calories through both of my pregnancies in 2018 and 2020. So that will give you how much I can be 100% on par, and I know how you're feeling. And I also know how hard it can be to break free from that. But through modalities that kind of get you from there to where I really teach, the four levels I love to teach on is, one, I love to teach you your personal digestion mode. Everyone digests slightly different, okay? So as I said earlier, your brain is 100% different than my brain. Just like normal is 100% different to everybody. You know, if you were normally raised being Jewish, Jewish is normal to you. If you're normally raised Catholic, Catholic is normal to you, right? And so when you hear something else for the first time, you're like, what is that? I've never heard of that, you know? So that's abnormal. So I try to explain that your gut is your personal mode. It has ways of talking to you that have been silent. So one, it's important that we assess what that mode is. And then two, allow you, through means of ways that I teach, to listen to your gut. Your gut is actually talking to you at all points. But we lost that piece a long, long time ago when we were children, because we were told you clean your plate, you eat this, you don't refuse it, you can't do that. You go to school, you're told when you can eat, you're told when you can drink, you're told when you can pee, you're told when you can poop. And if you're a little kid that's irregular and you need a little bit of extra time in the bathroom and the teacher thinks you're taking too long and sends somebody after you and you're not finished and you get back to the classroom and then you go back and you say, I still need to go. And the teacher says, no, you just went, which is how most of us existed back then. You now don't trust your inside. It's not that you don't trust the teacher. You don't trust your own self. And so from those moments on early in our history, from whichever one of those traumas, for lack of a better word, occurred to us, we lose it. We don't listen anymore. So when our gut and our bodies tell us, you need to go do this, we're like, nope, they know better. You don't know what you're doing. And then we listen to the doctors and we listen to the other people. So by learning our digestion mode, that opens us up to learning more about our system. And then I really use things like energy work, nervous system work, really teaching you even all your traumatic experiences around food. Like the moment, like nobody remembers what they ate last Wednesday. But if last Wednesday you had a knockdown, drag-out fight with your husband, you probably remember. If last Wednesday you got proposed to, you probably remember the meal, okay? We remember with emotions. And when we're really small, we remember with emotions. So when you spilt the chocolate milk at the table and your dad went, I can't believe you spilt that chocolate milk at the table. The next time the chocolate milk is at the table, you're bringing that trauma and that stress to your meal. And that's causing you to digest even more improperly. So I teach some energy work, some nervous system work around that. And then the last piece I really teach with that is that if you're doing this and you're on a journey to continuously lose weight or to get to a body weight where you feel more comfortable, to feel comfortable in your body, when I'm teaching a woman, I teach them that their weight is like a heart graph monitor. It does not go down like a man's. It is expected to actually flow like you would see a heart rate graph come out, like when you're getting an EKG. If you've seen one or Google one, you'll see that it's like up and down. Now, when you're losing weight, it would do that, but it would do that more in a downward trend. But occasionally, as a woman, due to your planets, when you were born, the moon, you can see that you're continually doing this and then all of a sudden it goes up. That's where women quit. We quit right here. When this is probably just a piece of our life, and if we just continued, we'd continue to go down. But we're not like a man, right? So I really love to get to the heart of what's happening to you so you can be so in tune with your body that you can be like, oh, right, this is just a part of me. It's going to phase. And that's where you get to effortlessly losing as easy as you take your bra off tonight. So
I love it. And I love that phrase, too. And I remember being young and just having so many layers of these challenges, you know, especially playing sports. It's like you get this weird kind of mix of, well, you're supposed to be healthy, but, you know, you don't look like, you know, somehow healthy isn't actually what we're putting out, you know, into mainstream media. And by the time I was 18, I had esophageal ulcers. And so basically, right where your esophagus meets your stomach, the ulcers were right there. So instead of my stomach fully closing when I was eating, the acid reflux was still coming up and burning my esophagus. That added on with having too much ibuprofen because I was, you know, kind of injured and fractures and all kind of stuff throughout my body playing volleyball, you know, and then just improper eating, you know, lots of really heavy sauces, pastas and things that my system really just from the acid couldn't handle. And so, you know, I really started even at that stage, starting to better understand nutrition and how important it was. And then going over to other friends' houses where they had a farm and they had fresh food and they had, you know, and you're just picking stuff from the garden and you realize how much better you feel when you have that kind of food. It doesn't take much to make small changes, but it's really interesting to hear how there could be other things and just the natural ebb and flow of your body, of every day, of everything that you're going through, of the exercise that you're putting it into or not putting it into, depending on what's going on with the seasons, right? Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over 2 decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with 5 philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are 6 modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional Chameleon Mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full-day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon Crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list.
Yeah, no, and I feel you. You brought that up and I didn't think about that for many, many days. But when I was in high school, I had something similar where there was like a 2-week period, maybe even 3 or 4, I can't remember. I couldn't eat anything. Like crackers were what I got down and maybe like 4 a day. From how bad my reflux was. they had me on. That was right when Prilosec came over the counter. Not that I'm an ad for that. Yeah, that was right when it came over the counter. They're like, you're going to take three of these a day. My mom was like, you're going to write her a prescription. These things, it was like spending like, I don't know, it was something like astronomical. Like we went to spending like $70 a week on this. And she's like, prescription. I get that it's over the counter, but I won't forget that. And then I won't forget the day that it changed. And I remember the first thing I looked at her, we were driving somewhere. I was like, Mom, I want Domino's pizza. And she turned the car around because we were nowhere near Domino's. And we turned the car around. We got Domino's pizza. And I ate like a half a pizza. And my dad was so heartbroken. We were going to see him play a baseball game. And he texted partway through. He's like, where are you? She's like, Lovely's eating. Like, that's the thing. At 16 years old, everybody's excited. But it was so bad that it, from that experience, we didn't know it, but I actually grew lesions on my throat. And many years later, I had to get the lesions taken off my vocal cords because I sounded like a smoker. It sounded like I had smoked my entire life. And I won't forget it. You know, that was back in 2014. So it took many years to manifest. But yeah, so I feel you. It's crazy. And all that is digestive tract, you know? There's so many obscure things that are happening. And so many people are like, I'm getting a colonoscopy and I'm getting an endoscopy and they're coming back with nothing. It's just irritable bowel or it's just something because they're lumping us into this because they have no solution because this is your solution. But you can't, a doctor's not going to be like, go learn your moon charts and where your moons and your suns are and your planets are and like allow yourself to, you know, geek it out. They're going to be like, here's a prescription, you know?
Well, and unlike you, I mean, they haven't really had a lot of nutrition training. Doctors have to learn, you know, head to toe, a little bit of everything. And they kind of just peanut butter the education and, you know, not going deep on nutrition and the important aspect of it, I think is really to a detriment to our society. They're very quick, like you said, to start diagnosing, here's some Prilosec, here's some whatever the next thing is. But all that did was reduce the acid and my ability to digest. And so then I continued to compound those issues of being able to actually get good food in. What fixed it is I finally got a naturopathic nutritionist doctor where they were like, you are going to eat basically, yeah, plain oatmeal, you know, plain brown rice. You're going to go to a very basic, bland diet and let your body heal itself. And then you will be able to get back to those things and enjoy, you know, what you're eating. Because I think all of us don't want to be that. I've got to worry about every single thing I'm putting into my mouth, but really more worry about holistically, like, am I feeling good, right? Is it the right nutrients I need? And be able to eat different things all the time, especially if you're traveling or you're going new places, right? So I love that you incorporate that into it. And even your logo is with the margarita.
Yeah. You know, live, look fun, you know.
Exactly. So maybe share a little bit about that kind of like ideal too, about like how you help people just eat, you know, normally, like that you said, like every day and not have to worry like every little calorie.
Yeah, that's a great, great, great segue there. My thought process is that we go to the extreme. Like for you, I'm so glad you got the help like that and you had somebody there because there will be people that if they ate like that, they would never go back. And they're like, no, this is all I can eat. I have to eat the brown rice and I have to eat the plain oatmeal. And it's like, no, you don't. You don't have to. Just like, you know, a lot of clients that I help cycle themselves, you know, they're going on a vacation or they're about to give a big talk or they're about to do something. And so they swing themselves. They go to this crazy diet to get themselves to where they feel comfortable. And then they come back and they feel worse. And as I tell people, we have so many years that we can do that. And that's the swinging of 10 pounds. And then it becomes 20 and then it becomes 30, but you can't swing it anymore because you've destroyed your metabolism, you destroyed your body, and you have no idea what your body actually feels like. And that goes into sort of my menopause, you know, spiel of, you know, when we get into our 40s and 50s and women, my take is really that I believe in menopause. I believe our hormones are shifting, just like, you know, we have the same hormones when we're little kids. We just don't have periods, right? So my daughter has definitely got her time of the month, even though she's only five, okay? And it's just like, oh, okay, this is happening, right? We all have it, okay? And so we all have those hormones. But my thought process is that with our weights and things like that, isn't it interesting that at the moment where most of us used to have our kids leave and we have more time to get ourselves higher in business, to get ourselves to climb the ladder, to do these things, we somehow magically get this thing called men oh, pause, that gives us hot flashes, crazy emotions, lots of weight, makes us want to hide ourselves. Like, to me, this sounds like kind of a conspiracy, you know? Like, we're given this magical thing that occurs to us when we are finally able to not worry about our 3 and 5-year-old on the inside of our house running crazy, okay? Right? So why am I bringing that up in relation to this? Because you can use the power of your mind to heal yourself more rapidly. You can use the power of your mind to make these things less. But if you've been raised with, oh, you're skinny until you're 40, or if you eat that food, you're going to turn out to look like Aunt so-and-so, and you see Aunt so-and-so who's morbidly obese, and then you also hear your mom talk about her like, oh yeah, she fell, she couldn't get up, she couldn't do this, you're going to become what you heard. And so we're programmed with this. What if we change the game? Like, menopause is supposed to be our time to shine. It's our time not to have to worry about, like, how many tampons do I have on this trip? Did I plan enough, or am I going to have to hit a store? Like, instead, it's like, I have this peace. And I love to show people that way and make things easier. Even people in menopause can see a considerable decrease with weight and shifts and things like that, even perimenopause. And I like to change the game on that, because if we can shift our beliefs around, you know, things like born and raised Catholic, but now I'm not Catholic, or what if I need to be this religion? Or we can transfer, why can't we change about our health? Why can't we make things more easy for ourselves? And sometimes it's that thought process of, well, it can't be easy for me. Well, that's also the belief you have. So by changing those small things, you can make everything really just effortless and really step into who you are. And so that's why I talk about the menopause thing. People are like, easy for you to say, you're not in menopause and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I get it. I understand. I'm only 38. I'm not there yet. But I'm training my brain to believe this and not to believe what I'm taught. And let's see. Let's see. You know, I'm like, I'll be the experiment. You know, we're all an experiment in some way. So we might as well try and see. And I prefer to live the experiment out in the way that I want to live it and not the way that I was told I had to.
I love this. And I'm actually meeting more people that are kind of starting to work in this area as well, because I think it is vastly under-researched, under-informed. And just like many things, we've said, well, this is just the way it is. But also, well, we also had mostly men running the show and telling us what was going on, where they also will never experience it. So how would they actually know? You know, there's more than the chemistry. There's the chemistry of our brain, which has so much power to keep us healthy and to keep us on track and keep us doing positive things. Every single day, you know, I can take a break and start doing push-ups. I can go walk up and down the stairs. I can go outside even when it's snowing, right? Like, we can go do the things. If you just tell somebody you can't and they believe it, well, then it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so I love that you're opening it up to really help people rethink what they think these phases of life are and what is possible. We're living longer than ever. There's no way that we're going to stop at literally midlife, you know, at 40, when I've got a friend, he's trying to help more people live to 100, right? Like, what are we going to do? Be invalid for the next like 60 years? That doesn't sound like fun to me. So we got to unite all of you guys together. It's going to be fantastic. And we're all going to be living and running around and having a great time and eating well and enjoying life. Well, time flies when we're having fun. Maybe we'll get a group together and we'll do a whole like nutrition panel on the next one. That'll be awesome. Well, before you leave, Leslie, why don't you tell everybody where they can get to learn a little bit more about you and if they're interested in working with you?
Yeah, of course. So as you see my name up there, Leslie Urbis. LeslieUrbis.com is my website. You can go on there. You can fill out the little link to book a brainstorm call. That can be a getting to know you call, whatever. You can fill that out below. I'd love to chat with you, as well as any social media. You're going to find me at Leslie Urbis. So there's my LinkedIn as well. Leslie Urbis, that's my name, every platform. I think there's only one other Leslie Urbis in the world. So you're going to be in luck.
There you go. You didn't have to add the before yours like mine is being the Nikki Green everywhere. Well, I'm so glad we finally got you on the podcast. It's been fun trying to, you know, navigate schedules. And I just learned so much from you every time that we're together. And hopefully we can do even more of this in the future. Well, thank you for being on the show. Bye, everybody. I enjoyed having you guys on this episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. If you haven't done so already, please go ahead and click subscribe, follow, like, comment, whatever you need to do on each of the platforms. And we'll catch you where all the cool kids hang out. Bye.